Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael. With my Faith and Freedom show, I'm going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. You can give us a call. 888-850-1872. A technical difficulty. We had two cues. And fortunately, I was ready for the one that was the arbitrary one. This cue you just heard is the correct one. If you check our broadcast clock, we are now on track. It'll be exciting to see when my bumper kicks in for the first break. So you guys just sit along for the ride. You can give us a call toll free today at 888. Love those eights, all eights, 850-1872. Also, you can listen online if you're driving along and you pull in someplace you'd rather hear it online. You can go to LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com. I've got a live video stream. There's a zillion ways to get me. If you type in on a browser my name, David Allen, that's A-L-A-N, Carmichael, you're going to find all kinds of stuff related to me. It's probably why these silly people invited me to come do some radio. I had a good time today. Many of you know that I'm not broadcasting from Florida. When I had my show 5 days a week up to the end of November, I did a lot of focus on what was happening in the Florida legislature, and I'm going to touch on some of that stuff today because most likely a vast majority of those listening don't really know what bills are before the legislature and why it matters. That's why I was covering 5 days a week. It took a lot of research to not only read bills, read the news all over the planet, but then to do the substantive research regarding the law in government, and what is the constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong for anything we're talking about. How about the Jane Doe show? I loved the Jane Doe show today. I thought that was fabulous. I hope, or I wish that she had recorded that, because it was just fabulous. I'll probably get a hold of her and get a copy of that recording of the gentleman that she was playing. Very interesting stuff. It takes a lot of research, folks, lots of research. But as I was saying, I was broadcasting 5 days a week in Florida, and we've shifted to just Saturdays, 2 hours. You're going to have me here online, or I'm sorry, on the air at from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and I'm sort of in a semi-sabbatical. What it is we need to raise the support for this broadcast. Right now, we've got a few people who may or may not even be in Florida that are helping subsidize some of the airtime cost for my show. But I made a lot of calls to businesses in Florida, and I just could not get through the barrier of actually having somebody support our show. So what I'm doing right now is I'm in Virginia, that's where I live, and I'm going to find people here who I'm connecting with and get some support. So we're going to be broadcasting both in Virginia and Florida. I've got another state that I'm not going to tell you about that I've got sights on, a capital city in one of the states. My goal is to have a radio show that is substantive, that is not a political party orientation. That I've got people, I'll just use one of the party folks. Let's just say the Republicans. In Virginia, there are some Republicans who give me lip service and smile at me when they see me because we come across each other. And then I've found out that when people bring up my name in other circles, that they roll their eyes. This person would roll their eyes. There's somebody who's in office. And I thought, you know, that is sad. This person really needs to get on board and start to listen to what I'm saying and not be afraid of the things I've done. And I think sometimes what happens is people get into office and they're pragmatic and they're thinking about political posturing and not really operating under conviction. You know, maybe reporting the party mantra and saying all the right things. So we're going to be talking about that today. But so in Virginia, I'm going to find support. We're going to broadcast in Virginia. We're going to broadcast in Florida. I'll probably concentrate the first hour on those things relating to Virginia, if it relates to a state specifically. And then the next hour in Florida. So my goal is to raise the funds to support both. And I'm working to that end. Watch what's happened in the last month. December, I kind of shut down. I let people know what was going on. Had a little holiday with my family. Enjoyed that. Had a couple of shows. Some of them, we had little technical issues in December, and parts of my shows were pre-recorded, and I was sitting alongside while I played those parts and then took phone calls in later segments of the show. And then so January, what I've been trying to do is get connected in Virginia. Guess what happened? The floodgates opened. I was invited by several groups to speak at what they call Lobby Day at the Capitol in Richmond, Virginia. They have a bill. It's House Bill 10 in Virginia, and it is a Health Care Freedom Act. A Health Care Freedom Act. You know what? It's similar to what's going on in Florida. Do you know that there is a, let me find this, it's federal health care limit is what I've typed in this bill. I'm going to bring this up because it's happening all over the country, so I'm going to go specifically for our broadcast area. Joint resolution proposing the creation of Section 28 of the Article 10 of the state constitution relating to health care services. So here's a proposal to amend the Florida Constitution. Health care services. This is House Bill 37, or House Joint Resolution, to preserve the freedom of all residents of the state to provide their own health care. What about it, folks? Would you like to have somebody, whether you're paying into some program or not, would you like to have them tell you, no, you can't see the doctor? I don't care if you've got $20,000 to pay for the care. No, you may not have this doctor care. Would you like to be in that situation? If the current legislation before Congress, it's now in a closet, but the first two bills that I saw, the House bill on the health care plan and then the Senate bill on the health care plan, me and those of my family could possibly be told, and it looks like by the writing of the bills that I saw, when we go to the doctor and say, hello, doctor, I've paid you cash every time we come in. I'm here for these services. I've got this pneumonia or whatever it might be, you know, something that could be sent away quite easily with antibiotics and a lot of rest and a lot of water and Mucinex or whatever it is. Or I could die probably in the next 2 weeks if I don't get any medical care. It's possible with the current bills that me and those of my family could be told, I'm sorry, we're doing a real-time check of your financial responsibility. We don't see you registered here in our system. Yes, Social Security is completely voluntary because there's no authority of law to mandate it. But we don't understand all that. We're just the clerks behind the counter. And we're confused, and we think you're not eligible to see a doctor, period, if you're not fitting within our framework. The current bills are like that. Well, you say, well, that's your problem. Don't be such a non-compliant person. Don't be such a non-participant. You know, you're just going to have to pay the penalty of your error. Folks, it's going to affect you too. I'm on the cutting edge of your freedom. I'm living it from a constitutional basis because I'm obligated by the Bible to obey the ordinances of men. And as I've read the ordinance of men, and I, again, many of you have heard my show before, I go back to the things that the founders were reading, and I find out about law, absolute rights, powers of government, things like that, where law comes from originally. And I understand that if I'm obeying God's law, I'm actually obeying man, I'm going to obey man's law. In fact, if I look at man's law, it obeys the biblical law in the biblical structure. So it turns out, as I'm trying to study how to obey God and man at the same time, and I'm applying this, what I'm finding is my being obedient to God is actually lawful. It actually is consistent with the law of the land in America, both the United States and it would be in Florida, or in my case, where I'm living now, is Virginia. My actions are consistent with law. But what happens is, progressively, and I'm going to use that word for a reason, progressively, I'm being cut off. I'm being told, no, you can't live, Mr. Carmichael, unless you do the following thing. And these requirements are unlawful. Folks, you may say right now, well, I'm not like David Carmichael. I'm not a guy who's not a participant in the social welfare program. You know, I'm plugged in, I've paid my dues, and pretty soon I'll retire, or I'm collecting this Social Security because I paid into it all these years. I'm not like him. It really doesn't affect me. I have freedom. It's going to, folks. it will affect you. And if you dodge the bullet, it's going to affect your posterity. And it's appointed man wants to die, then the judgment. We're not going to get away with being acquiescent. I am David Allen Carmichael. This is what I call my Faith and Freedom Show. I was interviewed last week on a broadcast in southeastern Virginia on two radio stations. It really was a good time. And as the interviewer was asking me tough questions, or how do we fix things? What are the problems? What's the basis of a problem? What are the symptoms of, what's the fundamental problem behind all our symptoms we see? I challenged him with a statement, and I pointed out some things that people are involved in and not willing to do. And I finally ended up saying that our freedom's going to come in proportion to our faith. He said, what do we do? How do we solve this problem? I'm scared at what I see. I'm afraid of what I'm seeing today. What we were fighting against in World War II is existing in our current situation. I'm afraid. And what I did is I said, it takes you individually taking action according to your convictions and your confession and behaving just like you talk. You can't on one say, well, look what they're doing in Washington, D.C., and then fill out the form to tap into it. Can you? Can you? Can you complain about the stimulus bill and the invasion of the auto body snatchers where they take over Chrysler? Fiat takes over Chrysler by Fiat. Fiat took it over by Fiat. You can't complain about that stuff. You can't complain about the cash for clunkers completely being anti-constitutional, anti-American, it's actually an attack on your nation from within. You can't complain about that and then go, ooh, I'm going to trade in my clunker and I'm going to get some cash to help me buy a lovely new car. You know, there's a whole lot of people that you're going to be taking money from who can't afford that car. By what authority? So we have to, are you willing, if you're going to complain about the situation, you're going to complain about the socialism and all this kind of stuff, are you willing to forgo the application? Are you willing to forgo actually putting in a piece of paper that says, I've whined about it, but I'm going to now tap into it. I'm going to reap the benefits of it. If you ever go to a courtroom and you're in an argument over your damages or whatever, and you're complaining about something, then the court says, well, did you fill out an application to come play the silly game that they have here, or whatever the subject is in that court case? And you say, well, yeah, but, you know, I didn't really want to. Well, was a gun to your head? No, but I'd be inconvenienced if I didn't do it. Well, you have no protection under law. Get out of my courtroom. This is a little bit weird. We're going to try to get substantive here. When I come back from the break, we're going to be talking about Florida bills, what are on the what's on the agenda with the current session of the Florida legislature. I wonder if anybody in our listening audience that could call 888-850-1872 knows what's happening with these bills. This health care bill, I think, may have been just, it's kind of in a pigeonhole process right now. It's been filed, and it's been bounced around to a couple of different committees back in October. And right now, I don't see it on the agenda. So I wonder what's happening with these bills where they're just kind of sitting dormantly. We're going to come back and talk about this. I'm David Allen Carmichael for the Liberty Works Radio Network, broadcasting currently Frank Talk 104.3 FM, West Central Florida. You're broadcasting over several counties. And so when we come back, I offer our phone number to you. It's toll-free 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. Questions, comments. We're going to deal with things on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Check us out on the web, faithfreedoms.org.